It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Stan Lee, the co-creator of Marvel Comics, is dead at 95.
When I was writing these things, I just hoped that somebody would buy the books so I would keep my job and be able to pay the rent.
According to Stan Lee's daughter, an ambulance was called to his Hollywood home yesterday, and he died at a nearby medical center. No word on a cause of death yet. He's been sick several times over the past year, including a go-around with pneumonia. He started working in comics in 1939 and ultimately rose to editor, and Marvel ultimately became the number one comic book publisher in the world. He created such iconic characters like Spider-Man, Black Panther, Iron Man, and the Avengers. Disney's Marvel Studios, which created a cinematic universe based on Lee's creations, has had 20 straight number one openings at the box office. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Here's Hugh Jackman, who played Marvel superhero Wolverine, talking about Stan Lee.
I remember Stan as a true gentleman who had this glint in his eye. He's a creative genius. He thought outside the box. He created a whole universe that changed the lives of many people, mine included. If you ever want to get a real understanding of where you're at in the world, and you think, oh, I'm Wolverine, I'm walking into Comic-Con, this is, you know, this is my spot, right? This is a good day for me. And I was on a red carpet, and I was the only one on there. And no one was taking my photo because at the other end was Stan Lee. And there was about 300 photographers.
I thought that was a cool story. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth's wedding plans are off once again after the singer's mansion in Malibu burned down. Sources say that the couple did have plans to get married at her property in Malibu, and now those plans are on a permanent hold after the home burned down in the Woolsey fire. Now, I don't know. I guess that could, you know, possibly be the case, which is really sad. But also, they've been engaged now for a very long time, and they keep not giving anyone any details about an actual wedding that they've planned. So I feel like maybe people are just saying that now. I don't know that they really
did. Like, it's just an excuse. Like, yeah. Oh, man, you know, if this fire wouldn't have happened, we totally would be getting married by now.
So, see, I don't know that I believe that necessarily, just because it's been so long and they never give us anything about it. It doesn't seem like they're really planning anything. Travis Scott talked about him and Kylie Jenner's baby daughter Stormy on the Ellen Show, and it was hilarious.
It was so scary. This is actually my first delivery room. So she was like walking me through this whole process. And it's like this thing called like the placenta that I've just been hearing about. Oh my God. So I was like, you know, I was fearful of that, but I cut the umbilical cord and, you know.
When you say that, so the placenta freaked you out? Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought that this was kind of a weird, random little fact.
Okay.
So the Beatles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you guess that the Beatles are more popular among liberals or conservatives?
Well, they're older music, so, I mean, if you're going to stereotype, I'd say probably conservatives.
But they're so chill and relaxed.
Oh, that's true. That's almost like a, hey, man, it's all good. We're just going to chill out today, and, you know, yeah.
So what is your vote?
Oh, I don't know. Pork chop just messed up my vote. Now I'm not voting. I'm gonna write somebody in.
A new poll found that while the Beatles are widely liked, 86% of adults in the U.S. like the Beatles, but the band's popularity among Republicans has dropped over the last decade, and they're actually way more popular with liberals than conservatives. And then on the contrary, Kanye West, his popularity among liberals has dropped, and now he is very popular among conservatives,
okay.
Which that is not shocking
maybe
because of everything that's happened.
This is younger age then, because I can't see like an older like white dude like, I really like that Kanye West. What is that straw? I want to get some of me of those, what are they, Jeezys?
No.
Yeezys?
Duh. Because
yeah, I didn't think the Kanye West part was shocking.
Yeah, he's a huge mega person. He's like all about Trump, so no duh, liberals are going to drop off.
Right, right. So that one wasn't surprising, but I was surprised about the Beatles. I thought that that was really interesting. Coming up in the next Garbage, Kim and Kanye hired some very unique people to do this job for them, and these two rappers are dating.
All right, thank you so much, Alex. It's the Garbage here on the Joe and Alex Show.